This sounds scary. I'm getting out of here.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Scooby.
Who are you?
Well, I'm your conscience, naturally.
Ooh.
Do you see that spooky castle up there on the hill, Scooby? Filled with darkness, spiders, scary ghosts, monsters, and evil scientists, and not one ham and cheese sandwich in sight. Well, if I were you, I would go up there.
Oh, hey.
You do realize the network is paying you a lot of money, and a Scooby snack could be in your future.
Well, when you put it that way. Ooh, that's just my stomach. I guess she really is in a pretty bad area.
Yes. How could I help you?
Well, I'm Scooby-Doo, and I'm looking for a mad scientist.
No mad scientists here. Only happy ones who happen to be out of their minds.
That would be you.
In that case, come in and make yourself uncomfortable.
Ooh, don't mind if I do. Ooh, this place is really nice. I'm gonna make myself a sandwich.
Well, 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 Mr. Scooby-Doo.
Scoob!
Scoob!
Hey!
Frank, stop the music. Frank, stop the freaking music! Thank you. Can't a freaking villain make an entrance anymore?
Not since the studio made budget cuts.
Scoob, I'm so glad you made it.
Me too. It was really scary.
Oh, I know. Trust me. Look, I think I have this whole thing solved. I looked at all the town records and I think...
I solved it already.
Oh, please.
Well, how did you do that? You just got here.
I'm Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
Well, let me whisper it to you.
All right.
Is he seriously talking to his dog?
Peanut butter and jelly. What?
Why did I cancel my hair appointment?
All right, look. We'll run with it. You're the one with experience here. Years of it, actually.
You ran right, I do. They don't pay me to rig rocks for nothing.
Gentlemen, pardon me for interrupting the powwow, even though it is touching. What's the outcome?
All right, look. I'm just going to be frank with you here. Look, honestly, this case is the weirdest case I've ever seen in years of solving mysteries.
Please.
Right? For starters, you're a cross-dresser. Okay?
What?
You got a red pinky fingernail. No. You got women's underwear all upstairs in your bedroom.
Who doesn't?
Folded inside the dresser.
Yeah, but...
And we know it's not some other woman's because you haven't had a girlfriend in 15 years.
Come on.
All right?
It's
Plus,
true.
We know you're dating the mayor. All right?
Well,
you're doing it just to get his money. That's why the town funds have been going down. And Scooby took the liberty of DNA testing the mayor's mustache hairs, and they match positively to your dress.
I hate dogs.
The dresses in your closet.
All right? He's clear.
Plus, you're running an illegal gambling ring in your basement, which is crazy. And you're selling items on eBay which you never even make good for. That's why you have a 1-star rating.
You ever think about that?
Now, your weird doorman, Mr. Personality over there? Yeah, well, he's the evil one-eyed sloth monster that's terrorizing town.
No.
And if you look in your front hall closet, you'll find his costume next to your fur coat, next to your Gucci bag.
Is that what that
He's
is?
Also stealing your Girl Scout cookies. Surprise, surprise. If you look in the closet, you'll find the bag in the back
you
as
bastard.
Well.
You bastard!
Now, finally, and this is the weirdest part of this case, you're Professor Sex on MySpace, and you're dancing naked in YouTube videos to Madonna. I mean, look, this is just weird enough. I mean, come on.
Well, at least that last part, everyone has to have some kind of fun.
Yeah, well, it's kind of sick.
Ooh, screw, now ready?
Ah, Scooby Doo! How did you get so smart from being a stupid dog? Oh, I should have brought the Hardy Boys here.
Scooby Dooby Doo!
Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We got some work.
Stop!
Now.
Stop the music! I'll be back, Scooby Doo! Brad, I'll be back for you and your little dog, too!
A Scooby snack.
We got some work